Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay. Hi, and welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursdays, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men, because frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I am super excited to bring to you this amazing brother King today. He is a trailblazer. He's a medical doctor. He's an entrepreneur. He's a leader. He's a mentor. He's a philanthropist. He has a radio broadcaster. So many things. He's written a book. So many things. And he's my friend, I'm so grateful to say. So please welcome Dr. James Blake.
Hello, Val.
Let me change that. Please welcome, because he has two names. Dr. James Steve Blake, because when you hear me call him something else later, it'll be something different. So Dr. James Stephen Blake.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me on. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Thank you. Likewise. As you know, we are creating a repository of six questions, and we'll have 100 answers by 100 different Black men, with the goal of having one day a young king who may or may not have access to positive Black male role models, that he could come to this repository, see these same six questions answered in 100 different ways by these 100 men, and perhaps find guidance in there. And then for the rest of us who are neither male or even Black, for us to be able to also to peer into this often mysterious, yet underdefined, yet overdefined, if you will, group who very rarely gets to speak for themselves. We are often seen in the media a small microcosm of our community. And as you and I know, we're so much more than that. And so I'm so grateful that you are contributing to this forum. And I want to get started with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
That's a powerful first question to be asked. Manhood. And it's interesting that you say it's going to be 100 different, answers by the various guests. Manhood basically amounts to recognizing your gender, first of all, and the position that you play in society as that gender. And more importantly, I would dare say, what position you play in the family structure as a spouse, and what position you play in the family structure as a brother, an uncle, in other relationship that you have in the family structure. And society has placed a expectation, if you will, of certain things that a man should do or not do, and how that man contributes to the bigger picture, if you will, in different relationships, be it intimate relationships or platonic relationships or professional relationships. I would put it in that respect.
Got it. Excellent. Thank you. So Dr. Steve, who and or what is important to you?
Wow. You know, purpose. I'm very focused on my purpose, if you will, in life. I feel strongly that we all are here to contribute in whatever manner we're capable of doing. we're not all on the same level as far as physical attributes or mental, intellectual attributes. But, you know, as Dr. King quoted, no matter, you know, what you might be in life, just work hard to be the best that you possibly can be. And I think even if you're just a street sweeper, you know, work to be the best street sweeper that you can be. I recognize my desire and my purpose early on when I was a little bitty kid, and I was driven in the direction to be a physician. My mom said as early as age 2, I started making it known that I wanted to be a doctor. And so, you know, I can't relate to people who say, well, when did you decide that you wanted to be a physician? And what did you want to be? What are some of the other things that you wanted to be other than a physician? And I can't relate because I've never, ever had a desire to be anything other than a physician. So when I'm interacting with young people and they're trying to find their way, if you will, I can't relate 100% if they just mentioned I wanted to be a teacher, I wanted to be a fireman, I wanted to be a policeman, I wanted to be a professional sports player. I said, I can't relate to you because I've never had to go through a whole list of things to choose from. So in those individuals, I try to get them to just look within themselves and look without themselves and the surrounding to see what they identify with the most. But purpose is so important to me. And I live every day to try to live out my purpose as a physician.
That's beautiful. That is really beautiful. So, then that leads right into question 3, which is, how do you want us to see you?
Wow. Now that's a good one. You know, as an African-American man, in the moments that we find ourselves in society, the pre-pandemic COVID-19, in the moment of COVID-19, and this moment of evolving, hopefully, out of COVID-19, I just had a moment here trying to reconnect. Ask me that one more time, because sure. I wanted to focus on the COVID-19. That was the first thing that popped in my mind, sure. But I want to make sure I stay on track where I want to take us to.
Sure. So the question is, how do you want us to see you?
And Black Lives Matter. And one of the main things that has resulted in the Black Lives Movement, not just during the COVID period with George Floyd and then Dante West and what have you, but as people of African descent, it's about, I want you to see me. I want you to see me. And with the pandemic, it resonates even more because of the atrocities that have resulted from the legacy of slavery and the consequences of segregation. And here we are, but COVID-19 exposed the legacy. It exposed, you know, the consequences. And so, you know, the world will never, ever, Val, be the same of whether it's here in the United States or whether it's in Europe, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in parts of Asia, South America. The world will never be the same as a result of COVID-19. And as a person of African descent, I want to be seen. I want to be recognized. What my mentor, James Meredith, who doesn't believe in civil rights, he believes in citizens' rights. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. There's no justified reason I should have to fight for my rights. I shouldn't have to go through the civil rights movement. I'm a citizen. These are my rights. I want you to see me and recognize that these are my rights and I shouldn't have to fight for them. Simply put.
Yes, very simply put. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Dr. Steve, what is your epic dream?
My epic dream. Wow. Wow. Well, going to heaven first and foremost, I look forward to heaven. I look forward to heaven. Here on earth, it would be just to live up to my fullest potential, to make a difference in as many lives as I possibly can. Very importantly, the lives of young black men, to inspire them and to encourage them and to help them to believe in themselves. You know, men of African descent is not treated in like manner as white men, if you will. White men, their communities encourage them to study hard, work hard, and achieve and do well, and you know, read and learn how to do math and science. Unfortunately, and sadly, in the African American community, so often young black boys who show interest in academia are ridiculed, called horrible names, bullied and made fun of. I want to be able to help young black men see me and say, I want to be like him. I want to become a doctor. Or for years, I had a special scholarship type program for young people to be selected, and they toured the East Coast, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, down to DC, did all the culture things and what have you. I would have two major receptions, one in Philadelphia, one in Washington, DC. And I would invite a variety of professionals, engineers, teachers, doctors, lawyers. Everybody doesn't want to be a doctor. So, you know, if my belief was and is, if you expose these young minds to a variety of options as far as career is concerned, they have a better chance to finding their purpose and seeing seeing black male professionals as opposed to just seeing black male football players and black male basketball players and black male whatever, you know, that's non-professional academic. It would hopefully help them to believe that it's okay to study. It's okay to make A's. It's okay to make B's. It's okay to carry your books. It's okay to go to class, to try to balance the negativity of our communities, you know, calling them, you know, you're like a girl, or you know, you are egghead, or you are whatever negative bullying type term. Young black girls don't have a problem. You know, they are driven and they are achieving, and that's why over 50% of all the African American students that's in medical school, law school, dental school, pharmacy, over 50% of the African Americans in those professionals disciplines are young women. They don't have a problem. It's my young brothers. So, you know, I'm driven in that direction.
That's really beautiful. It's really beautiful too. And as you're speaking, it just reminds me of the fact that these mentalities are really left over from slavery, right? That have been ingested by the community. So, as we all know, that enslavers would prevent actively by the sometimes by a pain of death, enslaved Africans from learning how to read or how to really think for themselves. It's the rare case where someone was allowed and certainly lauded for their thinking, and we could think of those exceptions. But for the rule, most of us were subjugated to the areas of remaining ignorant because we weren't allowed to exercise our minds. And for whatever reason, we've taken that on. And so I'm so grateful to hear that that is something that you want to obliterate. And that's really beautiful. So I appreciate that. And this brings us to question five, which you've been answering all along implicitly. And so I'm going to ask you explicitly, which is, Dr. James Stephen Blake, who are you?
Who am I? Wow. You know, let me keep my ego intact and let me humble myself. I'm a high achiever, professional Black man, born and raised in the Delta of Mississippi, which traditionally and even to up until this point is thought of as one of the most economically depressed areas of the country, and where education lags behind, if you will. Even with all of that, I've been blessed to become a relatively successful gastroenterologist here in Philadelphia, one of the premier cities of the world, if you will, without question, of the country. And I owe my success beyond just being blessed by God, but being blessed with wonderful parents that loved me unconditionally, nurtured me, recognized my gifts, and made unbelievable sacrifices for me to achieve what some people would say was unachievable. In a nutshell.
In a nutshell, that's a beautiful nut. That's a beautiful nutshell. That's awesome. Excellent. Excellent. So here we are already at question six.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, go too fast.
No, that was awesome. It was great. It was really great. And so question six is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't, or you wish I'd asked you and I didn't? And so in other words, what did I miss?
Well, I don't think you missed anything specifically, but if you're going to give me this opportunity to expound beyond the questions that you've already asked, I would dare approach the pandemic, if you will, COVID-19, the world that exists as it does in the moment, as a result of the pandemic. There's a lot of negative things, obviously, that has occurred since the shutdown. I think it was March 15, 2020. The world is forever changed. It's forever changed. And being an entrepreneur, in an African-American male, the things that have resulted with the expose of the legacy of slavery, the consequences of segregation, and the systemic racism, police brutality, systemic injustice in this country and throughout the world, because when George Floyd was murdered, And thank God it was caught on video, the whole world, Val, reacted to it. The whole world reacted to it, not just America. And what that revealed was basically the level of systemic racism. It's not just here in America, it's all over the world. And so I would, and as a result of it, in this country, with the financial opportunities that are presented themselves for the first time ever in the history of this country, my goal is to try to encourage as many minorities and African Americans specifically to recognize that they have a dream from an entrepreneur perspective that they've had for years, but they just didn't have the financial opportunities to bring it to life. Don't let these moments pass. Don't let these moments pass. The world will never be the same again. And with these opportunities, we are, as a people, positioned to be an active participant as far as leadership and guidance more so than ever before in the history of this world. I just ask people in general, don't let the moment pass. This has been a big equalizer. I just came back from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And as I mentioned, I'm from Mississippi originally. And I know we have our problems here in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, but it's no state like Minnesota. And what happened to George Floyd was not a rare occurrence. It had been happening for years. Right now, Minnesota is the most segregated state in the country. And the police injustice and brutality is nothing new. But it got exposed. And it needs to be a lot of work, not just in Minnesota, but in all 50 states, in every country where people, a minority of African Americans, of African descent lives. It's very real and very serious. So I just want people to don't let the moment pass. Take advantage, explore your dreams, develop your dreams, and seek guidance and leadership and direction how you can make that dream become a reality.
That is so beautiful. And I take that charge, and I hope others really hear that charge. It is very powerful. Everything that you said, the guidance and the mentoring that you just gave all of us was really important and very powerful. And I'm so grateful. You know, I think you know how much I value your presence in my life, your friendship.
Likewise.
How wonderful you are. I'm just so grateful for you. And so, and watching you in the world, I love every now and then your name will come up in any usually odd settings where your name, you know, I wouldn't think your name would come up. And I was like, oh yeah, Dr. Steve, my friend. And they're like, oh, you know him? Like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I played his piano.
I do that. I do that about you. She's my friend. I know her. That's what I do about you. I love it. I love it.
Well, I'm so grateful. And I just honor you, my king. And I pray that God will continue to grow you and deepen you as you continue to walk in your purpose, because clearly you are. I pray that your territory will expand, that as your epic dream becomes more and more of a reality every day, that the rest of us will absolutely be able to see and emulate and benefit from your walk. And I'm just so grateful to you and for you. And I just thank you so much for being here today and contributing.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I've really enjoyed it. And I really pray that the things I've shared is going to be a benefit to someone, if not many.
Yes, 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 indeed. Thank you. And thank you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. I hope that you are as uplifted and inspired as I have been. I took some of those words and I have some ideas. Lots of ideas, good. Always.
But you're brilliant. You're brilliant. Yes.
Oh, thank
and you. Gifted. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so That's much. Thank you. But stay tuned for next week for yet another king. And in the meantime, if there is a king in your life who you want to see highlighted in this forum, please feel free to click the link below or in my bio or DM me and I'll take it from there. Like I said, we are on our way to 100 positive and successful men. And I should be clear, I don't define success by what someone does. Dr. Steve is clearly a success in every way. But even if he wasn't a renowned gastroenterologist, he would still be a success because of the impact on his community, be it the nuclear family or the community writ large and everything in between. We want to hear from all of our brothers to create and to change the narrative that is out there about our community. So in the meantime, please remember to spread love and have a great day. And thanks so much. And thank you again, Dr. Steve.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Ithan & Lloyd LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/Val Gay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye!